You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to CBD. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs. Our buddy Sweet Lou checking in. He says, for me as a Browns fan, it's a tie between Jack Lambert and John Elway. Jack Lambert was pretty darn good. He was ferocious.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. Here are the top 10 most hated NFL players of all time. By the way, Terry Stewart, you're welcome. He said, thank you. You just changed my life forever with smoking Jay Cutler. You haven't seen these things? Look at these, Will.
No, I've never seen them.
It's like every picture of Jay Cutler's face with a cigarette hanging there. They see me smoking. They hating. Said hugs for me. Hugs for you, Terry. All right, top 10 most hated players of all time, according to, again, Bill Bender at Sporting News. Number 10, Adrian Peterson.
Nah.
Because of the thing with his kid, I think that's what they're
doing. Oh, yeah.
It still doesn't... I don't know. I don't feel hatred towards him.
When I think Adrian Peterson, even though I know that happened, 2 years ago, it's not the first thing that popped in my head. I went, no.
Yeah.
Because the player on the field, off the field, I go, no. But then you go, I went, oh. But it's not enough for me to still go, I hate him for that.
Yeah, I agree. Number 9, Pac-Man Jones.
Told you he'd be on the list.
Yep.
If Vontez is on the list, Pac-Man's on the list. Yeah. And that's well beyond being a Bengal.
No doubt. His rant, though, on Instagram was one of the greatest things ever. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger. It's almost like you could make this list from a Cleveland Browns standpoint right now. Number 7, Bill Romanowski.
Yes.
Who we heard the shout-out for earlier. He managed to end altercations with just about everybody in the NFL. He kicked Larry Centers in the head. He spat in J.J. Stokes' face. He threw a football at Brian Cox. He punched teammate Marcus Williams in the face, was later implicated in the Balco scandal. And despite that, he played on 4 Super Bowl winning teams in 16 years.
And here's my thing. I'll speak for knowing of Bill Romanowski, like being around people that know him the same way that I was at the Chargers organization fresh after Rodney Harrison is. Both of these guys had a passion for being dirty and hated, and they thrived on it.
Loved it.
They loved it.
Oh,
the same way that, you know, Ron Artest in the NBA, and you knew when you played Ron, you were in what he would bring, or the Worm, Dennis Rodman, and what he would bring, both as, I'll say, as a Piston and as a Bull.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You knew what you're getting yourself into, and it was a part of their game. Points might as well went on the board for as dirty as those guys were and how much passion they had for being that kind of player.
He was a guy that I feel like in that era, you would have, if he was on your team, you would have liked him. And every other fan base.
Everyone wants to have their enforcer.
Sure. Well, I wonder what it would be like to play with a guy like that.
You just let him go.
Right. But do you like it, or do you feel like he's putting you in like crazy situations?
I would think that it all depends what the culture of the team and how talented you are. Because if you're talented, as Bill Romanowski, you know, the teams that he played on were to have 4 Super Bowl victories, is they were talented enough around him to overcome him being that guy. Because I'm sure a penalty or two or an ejection or something came at a time in a game that could have or did lose them a football game. But they were good enough to be 11-5, so it didn't cost them. Or
sure,
they were good enough, or it happened at a point in a football game that they were good enough to make the plays in a 4-minute drill led by Elway or whoever to get down the field and win the football game ultimately. But that guy would be hated in a locker room if he loses you a game, and you're not that good you're not good enough to overcome, and you miss out on the playoffs, or you miss out on 9-7 and you just go 8-8, or guys have bonuses in their contracts, and because of your action, for
they
whatever
don't get reason, that bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Chris Donnelly wants you to know, Matt Wilhelm, that his sister was Cutler's nurse when he had his first kid in Chicago, and said he was the biggest a-hole that she's ever experienced.
No surprise.
The defense rests.
Defense rests.
Number 6 on the most hated. I thought this guy was a candidate for number 1. Ray Lewis. He was on my personal. I never was a Ray Lewis fan.
Allegedly.
I was in Atlanta that night.
What did you say, Gibbs?
He did kill people, allegedly.
Yes. I can't believe it.
He should be higher.
And he's a guy that I'm not sure I would have even liked if he was on my team. I thought his theatrics were over the top. And I'm obviously a pro theatrics person, as you know, but I just mean the like speeches he would give, and I don't know. I never liked Ray Lewis. Never liked him. Number 5, Tom Brady. That's just a pure jealousy hate.
100%.
That's a terrible hate. Shame on everybody. Number four, Greg Hardy. He's a bad guy, but I don't know if anybody cares about hating him. It's more like just go away.
Had what he has done not come out, would he even be on the list?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's too fresh. You know,
right.
It's too fresh, and it happened not too long ago, which is why he's as high as on the list. You can't tell me that there's 10 other guys that can't be in front of Greg Hardy.
At least.
You know, is Ray Rice on this list?
No.
Right.
Right.
That's my exact point.
Yeah. I think that's almost a separate category. Number two of all – or number three, I'm sorry, of all time, Ndamukong Suh. He's pretty hated.
He's pretty hated.
I see that. Number two of all time. Any guesses? We're down to the top two.
T.O. Or is he... No, I'm going to go T.O.
Correct. Terrell Owens, the second most hated NFL player of all time?
I don't hate him.
That's Meatball, of course. Wilhelm, did you hate T.O.?
At times, I hated T.O.
There are times when I hated
T.O. I hated T.O. for the whole crying thing in San Francisco and being overcome with emotion. That whole thing, to me, might as well have been scripted in Days of Our Lives.
That was great. He had, when he was with the Eagles.
The popcorn and his mask.
When he was doing, remember he did that press conference when he held out and was doing like sit-ups on his driveway?
Yes. With Rosenhaus standing right next to him.
That was phenomenal. The crying for, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
About Tony Romo, phenomenal. I liked when he stood on the star. I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when he scored the touchdown, I believe it was against the Ravens, and did the Eagles wings and then made fun of Ray Lewis's dance. And then Ray Lewis, I think, came and like clocked him.
Yep.
I liked T.O. I could see why he is this high on the list. I could see it, but I like him. And then number one of all time, I think pretty easy at this point. Any Gibbs, you have an idea? Or you already know?
I already looked, sorry.
Meatball?
Any guesses?
Yeah. Number one most hated guy of all time.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea. Probably Wilhelm? Pretty obvious, though.
Mike Vick.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like animals.
I love Mike Vick. Always have.
The dog thing's tough to overcome as a dog lover for me. I think it's a tough one.
Yeah. Whatever. What are you going to do? We all make mistakes.
That's a pretty bad mistake. All right, Meatball. You're banned. Bad mistake.
Well, didn't
number
they,
one
didn't
most
they,
hated.
Didn't isn't what's the Poe, the defensive lineman for the Ravens out of Alabama? Dontari Poe?
Dontari Poe?
Didn't he get kicked out of league or arrested for something similar to that? Recent, like in the last 6 months?
Well, I'm Googling him right now. I know he was with the Chiefs.
But is it him or who's the big heavy guy? The big defensive lineman that the Ravens drafted out of Alabama?
Ravens, let's see. For dog fighting?
Yeah. Something like that. Or cruelty to animals of some sort.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, Terrence Cody.
Terrence Cody. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrence Cody.
Yeah. I don't think he was like big enough to make it, I guess. You know what I mean? To make the list. Wasn't a good enough player.
Right.
Terrence Cody, yeah. Dog belonging, was starved to death. Yeah, awful. Horrible things. Yeah, it was back in late 2015. Sentenced to 9 months in jail.
Right.
For Terrence Cody. All right, so that was the list of the most hated guys in the league there. I thought it was all in all pretty good. I would have put Jay Cutler higher. I was pleased that Jeff George didn't make the list. I was concerned about that. I thought Jeff George might make the list. Is there anybody off the top of your head that was a big miss? I'll tell you one person that I would put on from modern day NFL. Russell Wilson. Okay. I don't like Russell Wilson. I don't like his godwater.
People love him, man. People love him like they love Tebow. They love the fact that him and Ciara are doing their thing and waiting, and he's winning, and he's...
Ugh.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson just takes his like Instagram captions from the internet.
I don't. I'm not a Russell Wilson
fan. I hate
him. Yeah, he could be out. Gibbs, is there anybody that didn't make the list for you?
I would be right up there with Russell Wilson. It was interesting this morning. Ryan Russillo, actually, Mike Greenberg, they were talking about Russell Wilson and a few other people. Russell Wilson's name came up. He goes, that guy is about the most fake and non-genuine person maybe in all of sports.
That's
Russillo
what I think.
Russillo lit him up like a Christmas tree today.
Did you read the Will Brinson article?
No, I did not.
After Russell Wilson gave that commencement speech and was like kind of talking trash about his time at
NC State.
Yeah. And the headline is Russell Wilson's memory about his time at NC State is conveniently fuzzy. and writes an article going through point by point about the things he said, sourcing it from articles like at the time about Russell Wilson, and just rips him pretty good.
Yeah, he's a total dirtbag.
I'm not a fan at all. He would be. Yeah, I'm shocked that I hate him so much more than Eli Manning. It's not even funny. He should be. I'm sorry. You know, I was surprised it wasn't on Dan Marino. Dan Marino's pretty hated. I remember the time because
I was a Marino fan.
Oh yeah, he's great.
But I meant. See, my thing is.
Again,
having played the game and watching the game as much as I do.
Yeah.
I don't. There's a few names that pop out, and those are the ones that I've mentioned. And Jay Cutler was obviously a step above that. But beyond that, it's just kind of like, I just turned it off and don't watch.
G.I. George says, what about Aaron Hernandez or Ray Carruth?
Yeah, but that's like a criminal. That's like the most criminal.
Yeah, but Hernandez was a dirtbag when he was playing.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, like Ray Rice didn't make the list. Andre Rison, somebody said.
I was just going to say Andre Rison.
Bad Moon Rising.
I loved Bad Moon Rising.
When
he was down in Atlanta.
The Browns had to move.
Yeah.
Some people will tell you.
Yes, indeed. All right. When we come back, 216-5780, we'll take your calls. Was there somebody left off the list that you absolutely hate in the National Football League? We got higher or lower. We got the Friday forecast. As we wrap up our week here, the Browns have finished their first week of OTAs. We will finish our week in the next 45 minutes.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to CBD. Zagura Wilhelm Gibbs. Gibbs, your wedding is garnering so much buzz, people are asking for invites on Twitter.
I just saw that. I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate it, Herb. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Nah, I've got more than enough people invited already today.
Yes, indeed.
Today's the deadline. Where's your RSVP, Wilhelm?
In the mail, bro.
Perfect. That's all I need.
I'm coming, plus my wife. There you go. Do you really need? I'll just rip the stamp off and use it for another letter.
Anything for a free Willie.
That's right.
Derek Mosley says on his list of most hated Browns of all time, Braylon Edwards would be number one on his list.
Why?
I don't know. I could tell you this. If the kid were here, he'd say it himself, but he's not, so he can't. He is his least favorite Michigan athlete of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong. There's a laundry list of those douchebags.
Can you say that?
I think so.
We'll find out, I guess.
I just dumped it, so good news. We'll amp back up.
Oh, man.
If you're listening online, you got it.
Yeah, you
Michigan,
did.
Michigan, and the Pittsburgh Steelers can do that to people.
That's right. Can bring out the worst in you. Yes, indeed. All right. 216-578-0850. What do you got for us, Gibbs? You want to do a higher or lower real quick? Oh, the phones are ringing. Okay. Don't let that happen to you, Meatball. You're going to be fine up in Michigan. No. Don't you worry
people,
about it.
People are going to love me.
Some guy tweeted, said, ask Meatball if he likes using. You of Michigan sucks. Ban the kid, too. People out there. At least we got Wilhelm. We got Wilhelm representing the Buckeyes on this program.
I wasn't allowed to apply to Ohio State.
Why?
Nowhere in state. Had to leave.
Oh, fair. So. I understand that. I understand. I went from California all the way over to Georgia.
Want to take some calls?
Yeah, we can take some calls.
How about Jeff in Columbus?
Jeff, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I have two. And for good reason, I'm a member of – I did some things for the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I did. But two guys, one that you've already mentioned, which is Dan Marino.
Yep.
And the other is Boomer Esiason. Dan Marino, when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, he went up on stage and he asked where his family would be sitting. They said they'll be sitting on the left side. He said, absolutely not. He said, I need my family sitting on my right side. That is my good side. I want them up. So they had to change all those folks' seats just to accommodate his needs, which I was blown away. I'm like, wow.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Boomer Esiason, I was in a position where I had to take him to a place, and the first thing he said to me was, keep all these F-bomb people away from me. I'm not signing autographs. And this is when he was doing that Monday Night Football.
Yep.
So I let him out and proceeded to walk around the other side of the vehicle and got in the car and left and just left standing there with like 100 people. He was so pissed off. But I'm like, really, dude, you can't like take 2 seconds before you go up into the booth. And I mean, literally, he was like, keep these people away from me. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, at least you got a good bit of revenge there. I like that. All right, let's go to Sam in Akron now. Sam, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, real quick, I just want to tell you, I had to move down to Florida for work purposes, and I downloaded the app. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Big fan of the show. I love the work you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilhelm, you're a beast. You represent Ohio to the fullest, and I love you, man. I just want to let you know
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I got two for you. One, I missed the first few names that you mentioned on the list, but what about Richie Incognito was one.
He was on it.
He's on it.
He's on it.
How about Freddie Mitchell?
Freddie Mitchell, the former Eagles receiver from UCLA?
Yeah.
Not on the list. He was pretty hated, though. I remember that. He was not – I don't know that – I think he was like maybe his star kind of
but
never
I would say,
was bright
I mean, was it,
enough.
Would you say like Doc for the way he played might be even more hated than Freddie Mitchell?
Doc?
Like Brian Dawkins?
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian Dawkins was a legit player,
but, I mean,
too.
Legit
yeah.
player. Like, he was. He had Rodney Harrison-esque
oh,
to, his, to his game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that, like, I would think Revis would be on the list. I think a lot of people don't like Revis that much.
Revis is too quiet. He's on his island. Let him go.
He's on
That's
his
why
island.
He's not hated.
He's got his volleyball there.
Chilling.
He's
yeah.
hanging out.
He's with, yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, Gibbs, you want to do a little higher or lower here?
Sure, you want to do that?
Yeah, we can do a little higher or lower.
All right.
We can maybe even talk about how much we hate the people.
Number one, higher or lower?
Do we remember how to play the game?
Higher means closer to number one. Higher is better.
Yes.
Lower is worse.
Been so, a while since we played it.
Okay, all right.
Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs. This comes to us from NFL.com, the top 100 players of 2016. Alex Smith comes in at number 81. Should he be higher or lower?
Lower. Lower. He's a full-on scheme guy. And I think if you take Alex Smith and you uproot him out of that system and put him anywhere else, he's in a quarterback competition, I believe. So, lower.
Lower.
Close to 100.
Lower on this.
I wouldn't even put him in the top 100 players of the league.
I was kind of surprised he was in the top.
Get him out. Lower. Much
higher
lower.
Or lower?
Question number two.
What is this music, by the way?
Dude, I went into the archives. This is Alessi, Saving the Day. Do you remember this song?
Is it from a movie?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ghostbusters?
Oh, there you go.
That's amazing.
Speaking of horrible tunes.
This is from the montage.
Yes, it is.
It's great. Bob and Millersburg actually knew it right away. It's amazing. Okay. All right, what's next? Higher or lower?
Higher or lower? Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins comes in at number 85. Should he be
lower.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
Out of the
one
top 100.
Wonder.
Goodbye.
I agree. 100%.
Higher or lower?
This is going swimmingly. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman comes in at number 87. Should he be higher or lower?
Julian Edelman?
Yes.
Lower.
Out of the top 100.
No way. Really? I disagree.
I'm not playing around today. Out of the top 100. Julian Edelman is a great player, but we're talking about 100. Top 100 players, okay? That means that you would be able to do three rounds of an NFL draft. If you disbanded the NFL and did three rounds of an NFL draft, would he go in top 100?
No.
Now, that bias is too much towards quarterback, so you wouldn't look at it that way. But is Julian Edelman, if you were disbanding the league and drafting wide receivers, is Julian Edelman even amongst the top 15 receivers taken? No. Total scheme guy, not one of the top 100 players. Out!
Higher or lower?
Jaguars wide receiver Allen Hurns comes in at number 89. Higher or lower? In terms of names, it was probably not my wisest choice to put on this list.
I would say lower.
Yep.
And I think to go back to the point that you just made, he's not the best wide receiver on his team.
Correct.
Okay? So there's 32 teams. Now, he may be better than the best wide receiver on some teams.
Ours.
Okay. Yeah. But how many wide receivers are in the top 100? 20? He's not a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL.
Me neither. He's a guy. He had 64 catches, 1,031 yards, 10 touchdowns last year.
That would have worked for us.
Yeah, I like him, but he's not out. Who's doing this list?
Fantastic question.
It's the players, supposedly.
Higher or lower?
All right, now we're getting into some names.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck comes in at number 92.
Higher.
Higher. I don't get that.
Higher. And again, I got to understand what they're voting on. Are they voting on
just last season?
As of the last season?
Yeah, it's just last season.
How many games did he play? I mean,
five? Maybe?
Not many.
Not many.
Okay, sure.
Seven.
Okay, sure. And I mean, and some of them weren't his best. They were not typical Andrew Luck.
He struggled there.
So much, much higher. Okay? This guy's going to get more money than any quarterback in NFL history here very soon. And you're going to put him as the 92nd best player in your league? It's crazy. Much higher.
Higher or lower?
Oh,
higher. Much higher.
Yeah,
Quick trigger.
It's all right. That's what happens on a Friday. We start itching our way towards 3
o'clock. Oh, you're tired. I forgot. Sorry.
No, all good. No excuses, my friends. We plow on. Bills wide receiver Sammy Watkins comes in at number 96. Higher or lower? How is Allen Hurns ranked ahead of Sammy Watkins? I'll just start off the conversation with that.
Well, he had more touchdowns and more yards.
I will say higher, but not much.
I think
because the 2 years that Sammy Watkins has in the league have been significantly different, but he's trending upward, and that's why I'm going to put him higher.
Good year, over 1,000 yards. Big play threat. When he's on the field and healthy, he's incredible. I mean, he averaged close to 100 yards a game, 9 touchdowns in 13 games. The problem is, you know, one of the most important abilities is your availability. He's already got a broken foot headed into this year. But I think he would be drafted because of what he can do and what he has done. He's about right.
What is he, 23?
Yeah, he's about right for me.
Higher or lower?
Final one, guys, today. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr comes in at 100.
I'll take him over Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins, so I'll say higher.
I'll go higher.
Not much, but higher.
Yeah, definitely should be ranked higher than Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins.
He's much more important to the Raiders than Allen Hurns is to the Jaguars.
Did these guys get ranked higher just because they made the playoffs?
The Jags didn't make the playoffs. Oh, you mean the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs had a good record, but, I mean, I watched Alex Smith. I was not impressed with the way he threw the football.
Have you been impressed with Alex Smith at any point in his career?
No.
Thank you.
Actually, there was one game I was at where I was impressed with Alex Smith. It was a playoff game where they had that shootout with the Saints, and he ended up running in that long touchdown. It was a great game, a tremendous performance. But no, that was it. Other than that, unimpressed. Great Ghostbusters music, though. That I'm impressed with.
Yeah, we're going to change things up in the offseason.
All right. When we come back, we've got the Friday forecast. We'll also take your phone calls, 216-578-0850 on CBD.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to CBD. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Disco Puma says, come on, he did that with Bortles, a quarterback. Hurns is a baller. Undrafted free agency bias. I like Allen Hurns. He is a baller. I just don't think he's one of the 100 best players in the NFL.
No.
That's all. Very good player. But just not one of the 100 best, that's all. That's not a bias. I'm not biased against undrafted free agents. I love the Crow. Caw-caw! He's undrafted free agent. All right, Gibbs. Is it Friday forecast time? Yes.
That can only mean one thing.
Friday forecast. All right, boys. Here we go.
Number one.
Question number one, guys.
Gibbs, you get so excited. Are you, like, really excited?
I'm excited, dude. I got my bachelor party tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks
what
for
are
the
you
invite.
Doing?
Hey, man, you're coming to the wedding. Relax. It's free booze and free food there.
What are you doing for the bachelor party?
We're doing a little golfing tomorrow.
Nice.
During the day. A little cookout late afternoon, early evening.
Nice.
And then going out and about.
Where are you golfing?
That's a great question.
What are you
cooking?
They
haven't told me anything.
What are you cooking?
I think it's just burgers, dogs, brats, stuff like that.
They haven't told you anything. Okay.
No, it's one.
Who's
of
organizing this?
A couple of my buddies. The one should open
Silver
his
Sledge.
Own business and do this
bronze ball team
for a living. What's that?
Is the Silver Sledge invited to your wedding?
No.
It's fantastic. That is strong. I'm gonna come twice now.
Hey now.
Chill. Family show.
Family show. Who will be the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals? Let's look at our forecast.
LeBron James.
LeBron James, is that a question?
Is that a
legitimate question?
Yeah.
How can you can make a case for Kyrie Irving being the best offensive player this series?
LeBron just had a triple-double last night. And that means he did more than just score the basketball.
In one game.
LeBron James.
Just saying, I think that there could be an argument that you can make for Kyrie Irving.
Three, LeBron James.
Fair enough.
Number two.
Will Oklahoma City win another game in the Western Conference Finals?
No.
Yes.
Yes. They're going to win the series in six.
Meatball, if that actually happens, you can come back and talk about it. It's not going to happen, though.
It will. I'm telling you. Calling it right now.
In interest of full disclosure, Meatball does have a Kevin Durant fat head outside of his room.
I do, yes. And a Kevin Durant signed jersey.
Yes, you're
a Thunder fan.
You are a Thunder fan. No, I think they win another game. I think that the Warriors win the series, though. Gibbs, what do you think?
I think Oklahoma City's done.
Wow.
I think Golden State's going to Rickroll them.
Wow.
So you don't think they win another game?
No.
No.
After that loss the other night, listening to those guys post-game, they sounded like I just wanted to yell. I was yelling at the TV because that's what I do randomly. I was literally yelling at Kevin Durant going, why are you – okay, look, I get that you lost, and I get that it sucks and you're angry, but the series is now a best of five, and three of the five are at your place. You now have home court advantage.
To me –
What are you these guys were talking like there was no hope after the other night.
Right, and to me, the Thunder have the same chance of winning this series as the Raptors do.
Wow. I don't agree with that. I just think that both are the underdogs. But I think the Raptors have no chance. Thunder have a chance. I mean, they just beat the Spurs. We got to give them some respect for that.
Okay, good.
They beat the Spurs.
What have you done
Warriors
for me lately?
Times at home.
Got spanked by the Warriors.
One game.
All they had to do, though, right, in the first two games, wouldn't you have called it a great success for the Thunder if you said they went to Golden State and split the first two?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've done. Like,
I'd be doing cartwheels, but that whole team was like, well, I can't believe it. We didn't play well. And we're not. We're, yeah. They're already in their minds. They've already been beat.
What time's the game tonight?
8:30, I believe. I think everything's at 8:30 from here on out.
They've been at 9 previously.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Even better.
I think the Warriors win it in 6.
Nah. I don't know. I would like that to happen because I think the Cavs will get a few extra days off. No matter what, I need the Cavs to sweep because then I don't have Golf League interrupted next Wednesday and we have Memorial Day weekend off.
The Cavs before.
There you go.
Number three.
Question number three today. Interesting question that we asked yesterday on the Bruce Hooley Show, and I thought it would be appropriate for today. Rank the three head coaches in this city right now.
That's tough.
It is a very tough one. And in all fairness, I'll go first. I had Hugh Jackson number three only because we haven't seen him coach yet. Yeah.
But who's
number one?
I would have to go – I'll go Tyronn Lue, Terry Francona, Hugh Jackson.
Is it based on what –
however you wanted to base it on.
Where are the Indians –
what's it based on?
20-17, second in the Central.
You could base it on – I mean, here's the thing.
Are you a baseball fan?
No.
How do you know that?
That's amazing.
Because I went to a game the other day.
Oh, nice.
They lost to the Twins, who stink.
Yeah.
Ugh, terrible. I mean, you've got it. Tyronn Lue seems to be dialing up now. He's got the most to work with.
by far. Stop making excuses. Who are the coaches in what order?
I would probably go Francona one.
Yes, because he's won a World Series.
Yeah, he's won a World Series. I would probably go Lou two right now, and then Hugh three. He's like kind of an unknown with Cleveland.
He is.
I think if you put, I think talent wise though, it would be Cavs number one by a huge margin, then Indians, then Browns.
And the Indians and Browns have a similar makeup.
Yeah. Cheap.
We got Kluber and Lindor are your Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, and then there's kind of everyone else.
Yeah. And those guys, at least Lindor's young.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I would have had, you could have given me, I don't know, 30 guesses before I could have even come close to the record if you were giving me hints after each one.
I would not have guessed that they were above 500.
I wouldn't even know how many games they played.
It's because they played the Reds all week and they beat them all four games and they outscored them like 60 to like 20.
Were you a baseball fan as a kid?
No.
I loved baseball as a
kid. I loved the winning of the 90s. Those 90s teams, Jose Mesa, Carlos Baerga, Vizquel, Albert Bell. That was the best baseball I've ever seen in my life because it was relevant to me because it was happening here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just like this era, like the LeBron era of basketball, is superseding the great era that I grew up on. Brad Doherty, Mark Price, Craig Elo, Larry Nance, Hot Rod Williams.
Those were good teams too.
Right. But this era, because it's always what's most relevant to you. We win a championship, people forget about them because they never did.
Sure. No NBA today. That's terrible. Why isn't there a game? Let's put that game on.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
Number four.
Number four.
No, it's never enough. You gotta have number four. This question in honor of Matt Wilhelm today, because he's angry, and if I can poke the bear a little bit, I'm going to poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear.
Extreme Rules is Sunday night.
Yes.
What is that?
Some good wrestling.
Is that a new
pay-per-view
sport?
On.
It's a WWE pay-per-view.
Okay.
Not getting my money.
You could join the WWE Network for $9.99.
No, thank you. Not getting my money. Same way that West Shore Flag Football, never get my money again.
That's right. That's right.
God, I wish we could talk about that.
That's right.
The match you're most looking forward to?
Pee Wee Herman and Dick Van Dyke.
Well done. Well done. I'm going for the Intercontinental four-way with The Miz, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Kevin Owens, and The Miz will retain the Intercontinental Championship.
The Miz has not been on in a while.
What do you mean?
He hasn't been on.
He's the star of the show right now. What are you talking about? He's on every show.
Our show.
Oh, should we get him on? We could have had him on. If he wins, maybe we'll get him on early next week. Maybe on Monday we'll get him on.
We haven't had him to like recap the draft.
We'll get him. We'll get him.
Yeah.
We'll get him. I feel like he's going to win, so I'm fine with that.
What are
you looking forward to?
I was just talking to Casey Koulis about this. The cage match, Jericho and Ambrose.
The Asylum?
Yes.
It seems like it's just got like some of the weapons aren't that great to me.
Fair. What do you think, Matt?
They're not real weapons.
No, they're real weapons.
They're probably made of rubber.
No, they're real weapons.
Like the rubber chicken, you know.
No, they have a 2x4 wrapped with barbed wire that's wrapped with barbed wire.
Sure. It's a styrofoam.
It's wrapped with barbed wire. If they when they hit them with it, it rips their skin open.
Sure it does, with a ketchup packet in their hand.
Gibbs, will you at least tell him that that is in fact correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Sure. You've been hit with one, Gibbs?
No.
Then how do you know? You have to see everything else, but you believe that it's wood and that it's metal,
because
right?
He has seen it. He's seen it hit people and rip their flesh apart.
It's television. Okay? I've never seen Iron Man fly through the sky, but I believe Iron Man exists. Come on.
That'd be great.
What?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
You do believe Iron Man exists?
No. No, it's all fake. It's all make-believe.
Yeah, but you can
There are no Avengers.
You can be live in person at a wrestling show and see it. Like, it actually does happen.
Sure.
I've seen them throw thumbtacks.
I've seen a lot of things.
All over the ground, like real thumbtacks. You can see the pricker, and then a guy gets slammed on it, and when he comes up, his back looks like a pincushion, literally thumbtacks everywhere.
I would not agree to that.
Mick Foley. Randy Orton. Edge. But a lot of people don't.
Oh, Edge.
It is. When you think fake.
I think wrestling.
But you're, what's fake, what, it's not even fake. It's a story. So, like, they know who's going to win. It's not a true athletic competition, but the physicality and the, what they do and, like, jumping off of a ladder is not fake.
Jeff Hardy.
Very real. Yeah. Very real. Why do you – I feel like you could have been a great pro wrestler. They treated you great. They gave you a belt. They had you sit front row, and you – I feel like you hate them.
I don't hate anybody.
Strong dislike.
Strong dislike.
I feel like you have a strong dislike for wrestling.
It's not real.
But lots of stuff. You like Iron Man. It's not real. It's just entertainment.
That's right.
So why don't – but it's
but
just
I go to the movies because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen when you go to wrestling. The wrestlers know what's going to happen. You don't know.
Okay. Do you know?
No.
The Miz doesn't tell you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I've never known the outcome of one of his matches ever. I don't want to know, and he doesn't want me to know because then it ruins your viewing experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's never told me. Never. I've asked. Never told me. One day you and I this is the day that we're going to have. We're going to golf in the morning. We're going to fly kites in the afternoon. And we're going to go to wrestling in the evening.
Raw or SmackDown?
Preferably Raw or a pay-per-view. I bet you would have a good... Didn't you have a good time when you were there?
Yeah, it's fun.
I like it.
What?
I have an awesome mullet wig, some PBR. Let's roll.
I got a Hulk Hogan fathead at my house. I
mean, solid.
It's given me at the Cavs game. It's still fun. Yeah.
I saw Doink the Clown. I saw Rey Mysterio the other day. They had a lot of them. Yeah. All right. Matt Wilhelm. We're going to go. You're going to like it. We'll go with Gibbs.
I'm in.
That was my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks
Mine
to you.
Mine too. And my adulthood too. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. One of these days.
What was it? WrestleMania 29?
25. 27. The Miz was in the main event of that. He wrestled for the championship, Wilhelm, and I didn't know the outcome. In fact, I was sure he was going to lose to John Cena, like 100% sure. And he won.
Yeah. That pissed me off.
Yeah.
There's no way that I could see the Miz.
Booker T was there.
Ever beat John Cena.
Why?
That's just how fake wrestling is.
But okay. But what, if you watch UFC, the most muscular big guy does not always win in UFC.
That's real.
But right. So why in a fake world cannot real world principles apply?
It's all scripted. Okay. And they want to promote who they want to promote.
Correct.
And whoever they want to be their next champion will be their next champion.
Also
did
true.
Did Stipe Miocic know he was going to be the next champion?
No.
6 months ago?
No. But
or did their marketing plan that they created for Stipe get executed to a T by him getting a knockout? No. He had to fight and he won because it was real.
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody's disputing
so,
that.
So, hey, you're a good looking guy. You're in shape. You're going to be our next champion 3 main events from now.
I don't think the Big Show's in shape, but he was still a champion.
True. I'm just saying, I thought you were making the point that you look at The Miz and you look at John Cena, and there's no way The Miz would ever be able to beat up John Cena.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the UFC, in a non-scripted world, guys that don't look like they should beat up other guys often do.
Because it all comes down to skill.
Sure.
And if you can act the best and you have the most vibrant personality, you very well might be our next champion.
Maybe I should go in there. Maybe I should.
I'm not saying you. I'm pointing to anyone.
Oh, I thought that was a nice compliment. I was really appreciating that. Thank you, Matt. All right, we'll be back with our final thoughts here on this Friday.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping it up here today on this Friday, week one, of course, of OTAs in the books. Week two begins again on Tuesday. 3 practices here in Berea, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the Browns as they continue their preparations for the 2016 season. It was a lot of fun having you guys tweet us, call us up. Obviously, the Steelers were well represented. Roethlisberger, Ward, Porter, James Harrison. Joey Porter didn't make the list.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
What franchise? That is very interesting. And what franchise had the most? That's something we'll have to highlight maybe
Monday.
We'll have
Monday to go back and
go
look
back
at
to the look.
I don't know that anybody had more than the Steelers.
How many did they have? 2?
No, you had Harrison, Roethlisberger, and Hines Ward all made it from the Steelers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cowboys,
we will look
maybe
at that.
Irvin,
if you manipulate
Sanders.
It. But no, but Emmett wasn't on there. Interesting. That's a good question, Wilhelm. We'll look that up. Meatball, you've got a homework assignment for the weekend.
Another one.
Rank those by the most hated by teams. Yes. By the way, this just in from the Cleveland Browns. They have signed a wide receiver, Dennis Parks, and placed the kicker that they just signed, Jaden Oberkram, on the reserve retired list. They signed Dennis Parks, 6'2", 201-pound rookie out of Rice, who signed with the Packers as an undrafted free agent. He is now with the Cleveland Browns. So another young receiver on this team, a fifth one coming in for the Browns. That'll do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily
on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and ESPN 850 WKNR.